Well, hello, pilots. It's Catherine here from Pilot Theatre, and I'm here with a rather lovely Suzanne McLean.
Hi, Catherine.
And I know it's quite late, but Suzanne's stopping at mine while we're rehearsing for Catcher, for the next Pilot Theatre show. So I thought we'd have a little audio boo catch-up since I wasn't in the office today, because I've been on my holidays. But we thought we'd have a little catch-up about what's been going on today. So
yeah, it's been a really good day today. It's first day of rehearsals for Catcher. So we had a meet and greet at the theatre, which was great, meeting all of the York Theatre Royal staff and Pilot Theatre staff. And getting everyone ready for when we open, which is on the 13th of May. So it's actually not long. not long away.
2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. So so we've got a lot of work to do. And then we had a read through of the script. Richard Herford is the writer of Catcher. Yeah. He was there as well. And it was just really good to just hear it read alive again. Because we touched on it last year when we did it for the Shift Half.
Which is when I first met you, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so... Yeah, so it was really nice just coming back. It's almost a year later, and now we're staging it as a full blown production.
Look how far we've come.
I know.
Because when I first met you, we were doing the Shift Happens conference the first time, weren't we?
Yeah.
And you were performing, and we were live streaming Catcher from the conference. That was really cool.
Yeah,
and now it's back a full circle. I'm working here full time, and we're doing it full blown Catcher, and then it's going on tour, isn't it?
Presently it's going to two venues. It's actually going to the Pulse Festival, which is in Ipswich, which is a festival of arts. So there's lots of different shows going on there, and it's actually going to be shown there on Tuesday the 8th of June.
Yeah.
And then straight after that we go down to Croydon, and we've got three nights at Croydon Clock Tower.
Which is exciting.
Yes, there's lots of opportunities for people to catch the show. And it's just been, it's just so topical at the moment. This December marks 30 years since John Lennon was shot by Mark David Chapman. Yeah. And also, you know, earlier this year in January, the writer of Catcher in the Rye sadly passed away.
And it's really timely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Mark David Chapman actually comes up for parole again this August.
Does he really?
Yeah. I mean, he's been up five times before, and it's always been turned down.
But so, still.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I mean, it just seems like 2010 was the time to do this production, really.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm excited to see rehearsals tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
And get back into the pilot office and see everybody. I'm going to leave you now and go to bed so that I'm nice and bright and shiny for the morning. All right, thanks, Suzanne.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye.